night in Fargo.
For a perspective on crop conditions, it's time for the Pioneer Agronomy Update.
From Rolla, North Dakota, I'm Megan Turnquist with this week's Pioneer Agronomy Update here on the Red River Farm Network. And joining me is Ross Garrison with North Border Seed and Consulting. And Ross, what a windy, drizzly, just not ideal harvest type of morning.
Correct. It's been that way basically all fall, late summer. Just like everywhere in the state, it's been a challenge to get harvest done.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of wheat, well, some wheat still out in the field. Mm-hmm. A lot of canola and virtually all the beans are still in the field. Yeah. So,
these last couple days, have farmers been able to get back out in those fields and pick up any crop they can?
Yes, there's been quite a bit of harvest the last 2 days, especially yesterday. A lot of ground got covered yesterday. So. Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk a little bit about the crop that's already come off. What sort of a crop are we taking off? Did dry get it? Did wetness get it? I know you had variable conditions all growing season long.
Yes, and actually there's fields where there's stuff that was burnt up in the summer and also drowned out. So it was highly variable, yes. A lot of the small grain crops, we didn't have the widespread quality issues here that other areas of the state did, so we got somewhat lucky there. Canola has been somewhat variable depending on the field conditions. Mm-hmm. So some very good canola crops, some not so good canola crops.
Well, Ross, which conditions would have been more, friendly, Mother Nature-wise, to be outside? But thanks so much for joining us in this week's agronomy update.
You bet. Thank you.
Yes. Reporting again from Rolla, North Dakota, that's in north central North Dakota, from North Border Seed, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.